UFO News. A man who claims to be an ex-NASA scientist has added fuel to the UFO fire. He claims UFOs are alien machines, and NASA knows this. He used the phrases "face the possibility" and "visitors from afar." He believes if we study this topic in depth, we could reap benefits from what we find. Many think we are already doing that. Take the case of the Pentagon study on UFOs, for example. Does he have proof for what he is suggesting? According to him, the proof is all around us, because some of the UFOs which have been reported outperforming our machines by so much, they have to be from somewhere else. He claims UFOs are off the table when scientists are looking toward a scientific study. One thing he said was hard to argue with. He stated there were about 300 billion stars in our galaxy and most could host planets. We already know this is true, so the question is, does advanced life live on any of those planets which is advanced enough to send ships to the Earth, because this would be needed to account for UFOs which are of alien origin? He did bring up a good point, which was humans are very scared about the thought a superior race may be out there, and coming here. Should we be scared of aliens? I guess this depends. If you listen to all of those people who compare superior aliens to Europeans who conquered the natives in North America, or Americans who devastated the Native Americans, then maybe so. This might be what happens to us according to them, but they haven't taken into account the more advanced aliens might be far more understanding. For all we know, they might have colonized this planet eons ago. There is another thing to consider. If there are aliens coming here and they were dangerous, they could have destroyed us from space, and we couldn't have done anything about it. There are some places on the Earth which seem to have an ancient connection to aliens, and one of these places is Nazca in Peru. That is where an ancient race carved many different shapes into the ground, but the shapes were so large we didn't know what they were until we began to fly and observe them from the air. There are not only animal shapes, but also complicated geometric ones. Recently it was reported a UFO was seen flying over Nazca, and a debate took place on whether it was an alien craft or something else. Once the drawings were recognized, scientists rendered the decision, which was these drawings were made to be seen from the air. Some will say they wanted their gods to see them, but others believe they were created so the aliens flying in their UFOs could observe them. This is similar to the cargo cult during World War II. During the war, we landed our planes on an island which had natives on it who never saw a plane. When the war was over, we left. The natives were upset, because when we were there, the planes brought all types of foodstuffs. So, they constructed planes out of wood and bamboo and put them on the ground, hoping they would attract real planes. In a way, this could be what the original Nazca natives were doing, trying to attract UFOs, because they believed they were gods or gods were flying in them. Sometimes we see things in the sky which look strange. They could be very oddly shaped clouds, for instance. There has been a theory floating around for quite some time which states UFOs sometimes hide in clouds, or create clouds to hide themselves from view as they observe us. We cannot prove whether this is true or not. And it has gotten so easy to create videos of UFOs in clouds, it is almost impossible to use video footage to prove anything. All we can rely on are the witnesses of the original event, and their stories. Since this problem exists, one cannot take any video seriously unless there were at least a few witnesses who saw the object with their own eyes, and then they have to be interviewed to see if they are reliable. This is why I cannot consider the video of a spaceship coming out of the clouds over London seriously. When I viewed the object, there was no mention of anyone seeing it, except for a phrase that went something like, "People in London were worried." The caption also said the picture was from somewhere over London. This certainly doesn't inspire confidence in the video. Since I am talking about reliable videos, I guess some of the ones I take the most seriously are from the cameras on the International Space Station, and some which were taken by space shuttle crews. We lost a lot of opportunities to get more of these types of photos when the shuttle stopped flying. When the space station was being prepared, a shuttle crew sent two astronauts outside the space station to install insulation. They were shocked when something came into view. It looked exactly like an object which was in orbit around the Earth when it was discovered in the 1950s. Many believe it was the Black Knight satellite, a satellite which is said to have been put into orbit many thousands of years ago by extraterrestrials. Astronauts claim what they saw was really an insulation blanket, but this doesn't explain all the other sightings of the Black Knight over the years, and one has to wonder if it really was a blanket they saw. The International Space Station's cameras are there to take photos and videos, but to the eye of many they seem to close down when something interesting comes into view. It is very suspicious when NASA claims to have problems with their cameras as a UFO is spotted, or some other strange object which could be an indication of alien life. On March 17, 2018, three UFOs were spotted near the space station, and some say they were watching it. They remained motionless until the space station orbited near them and they disappeared. I have provided the address to the photos of them below. You can copy and paste this address into your browser's address area. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use live outside links. On June 24, 2018, a UFO was seen heading to Mars. The object was moving at incredible speed, far faster than anything we have. I find it interesting when something relates to Mars, because I can't help but feel there is enough proof on the surface of Mars to prove there was intelligent life there at one time, and this evidence is being kept from us. Perhaps there is still a base there. Years ago, when the Russians launched their last Mars probe, it went into orbit, and you could see a huge shadow approaching it before it was destroyed. Many believe a UFO destroyed the Russian probe.